Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I'd imagine you're kind of.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is.
Who are you, Truman? Is this the Truman Show?
Is that how it goes? I have no idea.
It's like, if I don't see you tomorrow, have a great, I don't know. I don't fucking remember.
I've actually never seen it.
You've never seen the Truman Show?
No.
It's actually pretty good. Okay. I'm going to say it's one of Jim Carrey's better movies.
I should watch it.
I don't think he's that great of an actor. Yeah. Well, sorry, not sorry.
I should watch it. I have not yet.
But yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, so welcome back to another episode of By the By.
Yeah.
Not the Truman Show.
No. But sometimes it feels that way. Not in a bad way, I guess.
I don't even know what that means because I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're back.
Yes.
You're back.
Yeah. We're all back.
We're all back.
I think that's an accomplishment. We should congratulate ourselves for that.
I think we should. Melbourne had their first donut day.
Uh-huh,
today,
uh-huh.
Which was double zeros on COVID-19 yep. New cases and deaths.
Yes.
So that was a huge success.
Congratulations, Victoria.
Yeah. New South Wales is starting to do better.
Yeah.
Our numbers have been steadily low, but even lower. So that's,
yeah.
We're starting to feel comfortable and safe and going out and, mm-hmm. and experiencing the world again.
Mm-hmm. We may have experienced a little bit of the world this weekend.
We may have.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, is that what we're going to talk about today is basically the adventure that was this weekend?
I think so.
Yeah. So it started on Friday. Shut up.
That's typically when the weekend starts.
I know, but I know why you're laughing.
Uh-huh.
It started on Friday, and I went out and drank with a couple of theater friends,
mm-hmm.
and I left them because they were boring and had to go to bed at like, I don't know, 8 o'clock. I don't know. We were done drinking at 9 on a Friday.
Yeah.
And I was like, I still need some drinks.
Uh-huh. Even though you had not had dinner and probably lunch.
I didn't say it was a great idea. I didn't say it was smart, but I had three drinks with them. I don't know. And then I ended up finding you mm-hmm. and one of our very close friends and play partner. The two of you were having a drink at yes. a different pub mm-hmm. with Pippin. And I met you two there. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple of, again, not the best decisions, high gravity beers.
Oh, they were high gravity. They weren't just like regular beers?
Yeah. They were.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, I'm not the smart one, the funny one.
Right. Okay.
And then it just hit me. I don't even remember what happened, but in my head, I was like, I got to go home. And I was like, you two stay here and have another drink or whatever, but I'm going home. I'm tired.
Well, that was basically it. So she and I had gone out to get some dinner and have a drink or two. And
you were smart. You both ate.
Yes. And well, the intention was to get some dinner and then go back. Either come back to our place or go back to her place, something. Mm-hmm. So we had dinner, and as we were, you know, eating dinner and kind of finishing up, that's when you messaged and said, hey, do you mind if I join you? So you came for a couple of drinks. And
high gravity drinks.
High gravity drinks, yes. And yeah, you basically, at some point, you were just like, okay, I'm going to go home and go to bed now. And you talked about getting a bag of chips from the 7-Eleven on the way
But I don't remember that.
Didn't do that.
I don't remember saying
it. And you're like, I'll take the dog. So you took the dog.
Yeah. Came home. I was trying to help. Yeah. And Pippin and I don't know how we made it home. I'm pretty sure he just led me. And I was like, all right. And people are looking around like, oh, look at that poor drunk blind man who's being led by a miniature toy poodle, tiny toy poodle. I do remember he was walking really well on the leash. Uh-huh. And so I was treating him and almost fell over because I was bending down to treat him, which again, people are like, oh, look at that. What is wrong with that guy? And we made it home. And then I sat down on the couch and had my iPad on my lap. Mm-hmm. And that's basically all I remember.
You passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just went to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. And I vaguely, vaguely remember hearing her say, after you guys got back, hearing her say, well, we could just go to my place. And you go, no, let's just go to the bedroom. I was unconscious. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything other than that, except you kicking me. I'm like, all right, let's go to bed.
Yeah, because we finished.
Is it time for sexy time?
We finished our drinks at the pub and then decided to come back and come inside. And you're clearly passed out on the couch. It's like, well, like you said, yeah, we could go to her place or we'd just go to the bedroom. And you're fine. You're all right.
I'm fine.
Yeah, so we went to the bedroom and we played in there.
I missed out on a threesome with two mm-hmm. beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
But
you did.
I did have a really nice nap. There's something to be said about that. Yeah, it was fun. So what happened? Did you guys have fun?
We did. Yeah, we had fun. It was good. We haven't really played with each other, especially just each other, in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to have just a little bit of time together. And admittedly, when we were finished playing, we were kind of laying there, you know, just lightly cuddling and talking and stuff. And then it was like, all right, it's really late and I'm really tired. I think we were both kind of feeling that. So, but it was nice. It was good to have time together and good to play together a little bit and then have a bit of a chat and stuff. So we'll have to do it again before too much time passes.
Well, I will say, as much as I would love to play with the two of you in any combination and every combination, I think it was good for you to kind of have just one-on-one girl time. You don't get nearly enough of that.
No. And I do very much enjoy her company. So
yeah.
We'll arrange it again. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll get more time with her.
That's good. Just send me. And not somewhere.
You. Yeah. We'll just send you away.
That's fine.
I'll just go to her place.
I'm okay with all of this. If you go to her place, I'll just nap. It'll be great.
Nap there or nap here? Because it's creepy if you nap there. It's okay if it's your place, but...
Oh, my God. Hi. How's your couch? Don't mind me. I'm Angela's bodyguard. Why, shouldn't you stay awake then?
You're just the bodyguard for the walk down, you know.
Line. Yeah, so it was that was good. That was a good Friday night.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Then we got up early on Saturday morning to Skype with the Bedhoppers.
We did, and the alarm went off on Saturday morning, and I was like, do not want.
But we wanted to see the Bedhoppers. It's been a while since we've talked to them and had some times with them.
And we had a lovely conversation with them. That was great.
Yeah, it was much needed catch up, for sure.
Yeah, we hadn't talked to them in fucking ever.
Mm-mm.
So that was good. Yeah. Hi, Bedhoppers. Well, at least. Hi, Mr. H. Mrs. H doesn't listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
She thinks she's better than other podcasts. Like me, actually. I don't listen to other podcasts either because I think I'm better than other podcasts. Yeah.
You're so funny.
You
two are so... It's funny because you and Mr. H are alike in a lot of ways. When it comes to poshness, you and Mrs. H are so very similar.
I think that's why she and I get along so well is we are basically... We're both high maintenance, and I am totally okay with this. I cannot think of someone I would rather be compared to in my high maintenance ability. My high maintenosity. There you go. My high maintenosity than to be her.
I don't think that's a word.
It is now. I just said it.
Sure. That doesn't make it a word.
It reminds me of that line from Archer. I think that word's made up. They all are. So, yeah, it's only not a word because no one else is using it.
Okay, so just start using it, get everybody else to start using it, and then it's all good, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and family, use the term high maintenance, maintenance, maintenosity. Then you got a little bit of nasty in there. Mate nastity. Don't ask me to spell it. It's spelled however you, it's spell it phonetically.
Right. And how was that?
Oh God. M-A-I-N-T-E-N. A-S-T-I-T-Y. Mate nastity.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, I was trying, I was like, I could do the nosity and like O-C. Mm-hmm. No, let's just do mate nastity.
Okay.
Anyway.
Mate nastity.
Moving on. Yes, so Mrs. H and I are simpatico.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Mrs. H?
Pussy. Pussy. I don't like it. I don't like it. Pussy.
So, I mean, at least we're not 100% alike because I do like it. I do like it. And she does too. I've seen her, you know. Uh-huh. Ravage one.
She just doesn't like the word pussy. She likes Janine instead.
Janine. Can you imagine if your name was Janine?
And Janine's Janine?
Well, no, then she would walk up and she'd be like, her mind would be blown. She kind of short circuits like, I don't understand.
That's okay. When she's down here next, we're going to introduce her to our friend Janine.
Oh my God, it'll be great. Isn't that the gentleman? No, nope. His name's Janine now. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the gentleman, we got to see him again on Saturday night.
We did. So Saturday night was our, what, 15th,
16th? 16th, I think.
Pendulum. Yeah. We're going to just stop counting them now. I mean, because there's so many. It was just
Lawrence still counts it. It's fine.
I love Lawrence. Good for you, Lawrence. Thank you, buddy.
Bad man.
Lawrence told me that he wants a commission every time that we use that.
Okay.
And I told him to fuck off. So, yeah, let's talk about Lawrence and the club. So on Saturday night, we went to Pendulum, and it was a sold-out crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the restrictions, they are limiting the number of people who can come. But fortunately, we can still have, was it 70 people?
I think 70, in the building. Yeah.
And while the new club, Annandale, isn't overflowing at 70...
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's a much bigger space, and so you can very, very comfortably get 70 in there, no problem.
Yeah.
And it feels good. It doesn't feel empty, but it also doesn't feel like super crowded, busy or anything. It's a really good number.
Yeah, so we got there. Leo came by on Saturday and met at our place, and then we split a Uber over and got there. And when we got there, the gentleman and Cranky Bear were already outside. And so like this mob of people, we were like a gang walking in, Angela and her bitches. And we all walked in and then went on in, and we were some of the first. We weren't the first.
No, there were a few couples there already. And there was one couple that came in right behind us, like as we're all kind of standing in the entryway. So it was like, okay, let's hurry on and move out of here. We kind of got through the entranceway really quickly because there was another couple coming in behind us. It was like, all right, let's just keep moving. But there were a few couples there already when we arrived. So it was good. Yeah. It was definitely getting underway early.
And within no time, there was like, it felt like it was packed. It was like everybody was there. It was so much fun. We had a friend of ours who we had asked to be put on the list so he could come in as a single male. And that I think Jess thought that she was going to be working the door. And when he came in, she was having a meal break.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody, the other fellow, the guy that was running the door, was like, somebody get Angela. I need Angela. And Angela comes up.
Yeah, so I went up to the door. I had no idea what he needed me for. I was like, what the fuck? I don't do anything with the door. I don't know what he wants.
I don't know the door.
I don't know how to do this. I hope he doesn't ask anything technical. And he was pointed to the gentleman that had come in, and he's like, oh, what do I do with him? And I was like, what do you mean? He's one of my men. Let him in.
Yeah.
So it was fine. We worked it out. He came in. It was all good.
Like, what do I do with him? Yeah. Charge, give it, take his money and then let him in.
Yeah, I was like, charge him and let him in.
I just love that he's one of my men.
Yeah.
As you have a hymnum.
A hymnum, yeah.
It's called something else, but I don't remember what it's called.
Marum?
Marum.
I don't think it actually is it? Is that actually a word?
What's the opposite of a harem? Let's see.
Yeah. A harem full of males.
A harem of men.
We were joking about it on the pendulum night, and somebody had said marum, and then somebody else said hymnum. And
a hymnum was mine, because I think it's funny. So, according to the internets.
Which is always correct.
So, a story featuring a heterosexual male or lesbian protagonist paired with an all-female harem series is informally referred to as a female harem or seraglios.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. S-E-R-A-G-L-I-O-S. LIOS, while a heterosexual female or gay male protagonist paired with an all-male harem series is informally referred to as a male harem, reverse harem, or, I am fucked, Gyaku Harumi, Harumu. I'm not even going to fucking try. Fuck you people. I'm from the public schooling in the U.S.
However, both of those say heterosexual, know, lesbian, so, gay. So what about bisexual people?
I know, right? That's called fucking bi erasure. So fuck you. I'm going on to Wikipedia. I'm editing that.
You should. You should. Yeah. Make it a himum.
A himum. or a himum. Or maybe I could just do that garu herumu, and then I'll say pronounced himum. Phonetically pronounced himum.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm glad it wasn't any more difficult question than that, because at least that one I knew what to do with.
Yeah, that is, I mean, fair enough.
It's like, I don't know what you want from me, but just, yeah, charge him, let him in, bring him.
So, yeah, and then, I mean, a lot of folks were showing up mm-hmm. that we know, and there was a few people that we didn't know, and we ended up, very quickly, you were like, let's go dress down. This, in fact,
you say very quickly, but we got there probably about 8:45 or so, and I waited until 10 p.m.
I was going to say, it was 30 minutes ahead of schedule.
But that was just to dress down. That wasn't to, like, I go know, have play. But
you were like, we need to dress down. And so I love how you just look at all of us that were all standing around. You were like, okay, we're going to dress down. And fucking like the Pied Piper, you go trouncing away, and we go skipping behind you.
Because you all listen so well.
Apparently.
Yeah. And you were ready to dress down too, clearly.
I mean, I suppose. But we got up there and all of us dressed down. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, there were five of us.
I think so.
I think. Another lady and then your boys. Mm-hmm. And we then came back down for a quick drink, and then we were going to go up and play. But this just goes to, and at some point, we need to revisit the swingers or swinger club sort of rule book.
Dynamics.
Yeah. That's a good word. Because when we went upstairs, nobody was upstairs.
No.
It was like fucking ghost town. I saw tumbleweed and I heard a.
We need to talk to Lawrence about the cleaning then if you saw tumbleweed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. And so we dressed down and then came downstairs, and I really, again, it's one of those where you're like so confident, you're parading through, or, you know, semi naked, but you've got this sexy lingerie on, and you know, here I am, like dumpy Bradford with his underwear, and like that's it, and kind of following behind you like a little fucking penguin waddling along, and everybody's like looking at us, and then we get a drink, and I remember having a quick drink with this small group, and then turning around, and everybody was gone. We brought the tumbleweeds with us because everybody went upstairs to play, and it was that kind of like we created that permission space. It's like, okay, it's time to dress down. You can dress down, and then but nobody else came back down to drink. They all started the fucking.
Yeah, because when you turned around, there were still a couple of people downstairs, but I mean maybe four or five. I'm like, there weren't many left. Most people had gone upstairs at that point to dress down and then to start play. But I think it is just that people need that permission, especially, and it was a little earlier. Like I said, it was around 10 o'clock, so it wasn't really super late. But we were a couple of hours into the party. It starts at 8:30, so we were, you know, getting into it. And I think, yeah, people are having good time talking, and you can get stuck in that trap of talking and talking and talking and never make it upstairs.
Yeah.
And so I think when somebody does dress down. So in this case, it wasn't just me. There was a group of us. So then it's multiple people's, enough people that are getting dressed down and saying, hey, it's okay. We could be sexy. We can do this. And then we can go play. And so, yeah, I think just giving people that permission and also that kind of like, oh yeah, this is what we're here for. That reminder of, you know, oh yeah, we're here to talk and whatnot, but we're also, you know, here to do something.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It is. It never ceases to amaze me how that happens. It's like the one little drip starts and then the whole flood comes, which I guess also talks about other things, but we'll get to that. So then we went back up, and it, again, talking about how some things are kind of funny. The last couple of pendulums, we've really just played with our core folks. Mm-hmm. Like, we're happy if somebody really wants to join us and, We've talked to them, but yeah, it's like we so rarely get to play you and me and Leo and the gentleman. So rarely do the four of us get to play together.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, let's jump on this.
But yeah, and it is interesting because there are other people that I'm interested in there and that I wouldn't mind playing with, but it's also, you know, maybe at a different time, because I think that night in particular, I really wanted a puppy pile. I've been wanting a puppy pile for a while, and the gentleman also very much wanted a puppy pile. And so I think we just kind of were like, let's just make our own puppy pile. And so we all started playing. There was another lady who was involved with us, and then there was another couple that started out on the bed next to us. They didn't really interact with us. They finished up soon after because we were like, hey, can we take up some of this bed space next to you? And so they left shortly after when they finished playing. But there was another person or two kind of in here and there, but it was very much like, I just really want that puppy pile, and I want that kind of free flow play. And, yeah. And then at one point during that play session, I think I had kind of sat to the back front, whatever, one side for a moment, just to kind of watch and see what was going on and just take it all in a bit. And the other guy who had come in, you know, that I had to let in the door or whatever.
Yes.
He had gone off with another female, I think a single female that was there. He had gone off with her to play. We'd seen them come up. You know, once we were playing, they'd come up and they'd gone to a different bed, and he came over and he was like, oh, he's like kind of chatting for a minute. And he was like, oh yeah, you know, I was playing with her over there, but then other people kind of swooped in and so, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. And so then I started to get up.
It was quite funny.
Yeah. I got up to go around to where he was to basically pounce on him. And as I was getting up, he like just often runs away, and he's going back to check on her because people had swooped in and he wanted to make sure she was okay, blah, 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 whatever, you know.
It was very gentlemanly.
It was very gentlemanly. It was very nice of him to make sure that she was okay, and especially because she was new to the club and that kind of thing. But at the same time, I was like, but I was just going to come pounce on you.
Yeah, it was very funny because you got over there and you were all like, and I
was.
It was really funny because just to watch.
I think
you,
I even pouted.
You did. You kind of went. That, like, oh, Angela didn't get what she wanted. Yeah, but and just to make sure we call it out, the other person who was playing with us was Miss Holloway.
Oh, yes.
From podcast previous, and it was great. We the five of us had a nice little play here, and it was not. It was relaxing, so it wasn't kind of like that aggressive, like "grr" kind of thing. It was a lot more chillax, and
there was a lot of giggling. There's a lot of laughing.
A lot of giggling.
Which is great. I think that's fun. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
But it was a nice kind of first play session of the night because it was early enough that we knew that there were going to be other play sessions later. But it was, like you said, it was this nice kind of relaxed introduction. And it was kind of fun to get into it and be able to laugh and be able to have fun and just have that little bit of puppy pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it... So we played there like that for quite a while. Mrs. Holloway had a nice play with the gentleman.
Oh yes,
and he was wearing this harness, and so he's naked except for this leather bulldog style harness. Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know what that is, it means it circles your arms and goes across your chest. It's a single leather strap across the chest, and
like high chest,
high on his chest, above, like between your neck and your nipples, and so. She was riding him, and he did his normal like hovering, picking her up and just basically holding her weight and his weight on his heels and his shoulder blades. Uh-huh. And when it was done, she was like, "Ooh, now I know why he wears that harness." Like, that's right. Something to hold on to, baby.
You stayed on for 8 seconds.
That's right. And so we had a nice laugh at that.
Well, 'cause I know when they first started playing together, and you could tell he was really getting excited, and I was like, oh, just wait till he starts hovering.
Yes, I love him. He's so delightfully predictable. And so we had that play, and then we ended up going back downstairs for
rehydration.
Mm-hmm. There was a really funny interaction because Leo kept going back for chapstick. Going back to the locker for chapstick. And I kept giving him shit over that. It was like, oh, honey, your lips are nice and plump and soft and all this. And I think it was Mrs. Holloway happened to be at the perfect time when I was making fun of him. And he goes, listen, the last time we were here, I chafed you. And you were like, your lips have chafed me. And she goes, did he chafe your lips? And we both went, no. She goes, where did he chafe you? My balls.
I do remember that.
Yeah, so that was entertaining.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was that perfect timing. She walked by. She's like, where did he chafe you?
In the naughty parts.
This is suddenly a hard thing to describe. And of course, I was like, oh, dude, that wasn't your lips. That was because I shaved my balls that day. And just to see her face, she's kind of like, what is wrong with you two? What is not wrong with us? So, yeah, good times. Mm-hmm. And we ended up back downstairs drinking and cavorting about.
Yep.
And then I guess, what was it? It was a while. Yeah. I think we were chatting with people for felt like forever.
We did talk to a number of people at that point downstairs. Because at that point, there was more flow up and down the stairs, people kind of coming and going. Some playing, some hydrating, kind of thing. Yeah.
That's right. Always stay hydrated.
Yeah. So there was a lot more flow back and forth. And so we were just talking to different people.
Yeah.
Having good conversations.
Yeah. It's really funny. I kind of made it a point not to drink a lot that mm-hmm. night. I think in total, I had 3 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my first glass of wine until like right before we went up the first time. But counterintuitively, I don't remember a lot of what happened. It all kind of blurs together into one big kind of thing. And I think normally when I drink a lot, I do remember like things a lot better. Mm. But
maybe it was just one big blissful experience.
I think that's basically what it was. Yeah. So later on, we went back up for round two mm-hmm. of play mm-hmm. and we're changing the sheets. And this lady was like, you would think they would have somebody to do that for us. We're like, yeah. That somebody's us.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you can wait for somebody to come around and do it, or there's a whole pile of sheets there. Just do it yourself.
Yeah. And you can wait. And if you do, somebody else will just come along, do the sheets, and then take the bed.
Yeah.
Like we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we took a new bed, and then I took a break at this point, looking around. And on the bed at one point, it was a queen. It's a queen size bed. Mm-hmm. There were 11 people.
Yeah.
But I'm not even sure if you and I were not on the podcast and I was trying to name all the people who were on the bed that I could name all the people. I just know that there were 11 because I counted twice and I was like, how the fuck are 11 people on this bed?
Yeah, there were a lot of people on that bed, but it was also the only free space at the moment.
Yes.
And
I mean, we did have a whole bed.
We did, but there was a group, the two beds at the end of the room, there was a group that was finishing up play there. So a few of us were kind of keeping a little bit of an eye because there were also two people that weren't quite involved with the bed yet,
yeah.
but they wanted to be, just wasn't really space. And so we were all kind of keeping a little bit of an eye out. And as soon as that group moved, it was like, grab it,
yeah.
pull the sheets off. Let's replace them.
But what's really funny about that is we said that and then the whole group didn't move. We in fact split the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think 4 of us went to the new bed and then the rest stayed at the old bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to play with somebody who, I played with the first time in March and she has this thing over me and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Like she has a power that she's like, this is what I want. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, whoa, who said that? And she's like, I don't know. I find her extremely attractive. We chatted about Fortnite of all things as you do.
Yeah. Cause I heard you guys, that was when you were downstairs
and your eyes literally glazed over.
Well, it was when you were downstairs talking about it. It was one of those times that you two were sort of behind me a little bit and there was a conversation going on in front of me and I was listening to that. And then I heard you guys talking and I was like, oh, I wonder what they're talking about. And I turned around and you were like, oh, we're talking about Fortnite. And I was like, yep. Nope. Turn back. Abort mission. You were
like, what are you talking about? We're talking about Fortnite. Like you sort of that Homer Simpson gif where Homer just fades back into the hedges. Uh-huh. That's basically what you did.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's some, I have such a thing for her. Now I'm remembering that she listens to this podcast. So I'm really basically coming out. But yeah,
I'm pretty sure she knows.
It's just, she has to like,
yeah.
But I'm like, you know, So we got to, I got to play with her a bit, mm-hmm. and I would have loved to have gotten to play with her more, but I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Well, that was another play session where, so that was when I did get to play with the guy that I let in the door. Mm. So I did get back to him eventually.
Your man.
Yes.
One of your men.
I'll claim him, but he's not really, I don't know that he wants to be, but it was just, it just came out of my mouth. I don't know.
That's great.
And so, yeah, but so we were playing together there again. It was, like you said, it was kind of some of that group, but it wasn't all of the group. Yeah. And Leo, I think, was on the bed with us.
Then Leo was like, I'm going to go get a drink. That's right. Leo was like, I need a drink of water. Yeah. I'm going to go back downstairs and get a drink.
Yeah. And somebody else went with him.
Yes.
So there were a few other people around here and there kind of coming in and out.
I think Mrs. Holloway went with him.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. You're right.
But then
she was sitting on the end of the bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then so fast forward just a wee bit because, you know, our play on our bed had kind of slowed down to us just kind of giggling and chatting with people, with the folk. And then the gentleman had one of his massive, his massive orgasms, which if you didn't hear it where you were, where you are, just wait, the sound waves will soon hit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure that everybody on this side of town heard it.
And afterwards, and like, I know I keep going back to the soundboard tonight because I'm feeling really soundboardy, but literally, this is what happened. We should record one of his orgasms and put it on our buttons just so that, yeah, I would love it. But literally, after he orgasmed, this is what we heard. It was quiet, and then like everybody.
Yeah, everyone in the room started clapping and cheering. It was one of those moments that, like, the entire room just stopped and everybody applauded.
And then some random guy goes, yeah, see, you don't have to be a woman to make sounds during sex. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know if he was trying to be sarcastic and derogatory, but it came off as like, that's absolutely true.
That's correct.
Like, you don't. Like, yep. Yeah, it was very funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and that was good because the lady that you were playing with, one of she came with another couple, and one of them had come over and was just kind of horsing around and whatnot. And again, it's that just that lovely, like, you don't take sex seriously.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And so, like, I've not really interacted much with him at all, but I wouldn't mind, you know, actually, at some point getting to know him a little better.
I was going to say, I actually really like him, and I have a bit of a crush on him. He is a smoker, and, like, that's his one big bad thing, and it's just that me being a former smoker, every time I'm with a smoker, it makes me want to smoke, and I'm like, that is bad. That's Badford.
Yeah.
That is Badford. And when I'm Badford, it makes you unhappy, and then I become Sadford.
Right.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only reasons I've really kind of held back on him because, like, that boy's a tall drink of water and I'm thirsty. So, yeah, we chatted. The three of us, he and the lady and I, chatted for a little while. And then we went downstairs again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, poor gentleman was all shagged out after a long squawk. He had had a very busy day. He had a very busy day. And so he bid us adieu.
Yeah.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yep.
And it was kind of a bummer because that was the first time I'd seen him in ages.
Yeah.
And I really felt bad because I felt like I didn't give him the attention that he deserved and that I wanted to give him just because we didn't have enough time in the night.
I'm pretty sure he got a lot of attention.
Oh, he got a lot of attention, but just not enough for me.
I mean, come on, he got like a standing ovation from the entire club, basically.
Which we have never gotten, nor have I ever heard of an ovation in the club. That was so funny.
That was hilarious. Oh, God,
that's just like, he should put that on his resume. Like, it says here, you work well in groups. Yeah. We should totally do our swinger resume someday.
Oh, God.
Like if we were trying to apply for a swinger job.
Uh-huh. I don't even know what that would look like.
I don't either, but I feel like I want to do it now. What's your goal? My objective? Mm-hmm. Get fucked. So, yeah, we moseyed on back downstairs, and Leo was hanging out with Mrs. Halloway again, and they were chatting, and I walked up, and I basically crashed the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah. All good.
Okay.
Somebody's going to. Might as well be you.
Bradford's here. Let's talk about me. Yeah, no, and I'm not sure where you were during that time, because at that time, the three of us were talking. They were sitting at the end of the bar, and I was chatting with them, and I don't remember where you were.
No, I had to have been downstairs just talking to somebody. It must have just been a different group or something. Yeah. Yeah. Just whoever was around. I don't know, because I had so many good conversations that night. Yeah. There was another lady that we played with ages ago at Darlinghurst, and she and I had a conversation for a little while.
Okay, that must have been it.
Yeah. So we chatted for a little while. So it could have been during that time.
Yeah. I remember her. She changed her hair, and it looked very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. She's gone red, and it looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for redheads.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've been watching too much Gilligan's Island and Scooby-Doo as a child. but did we go back up and play again after that?
We did have a third round. And what's interesting is that during, I think, the first play session, might have been the first, could have been, I think it was the first because of the bed we were on. But there was a couple who was watching us. And I was kind of on the end of the bed, really close to the ottoman side. And she tapped me on the shoulder and, like, you know, while we were playing. And she was just like, hey, you know, my partner and I are really interested in playing with you. Would you be interested in joining us in a private room later? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, okay, you know, because I'm happy with that, whatever. Yeah. I think they were new to the club. Don't know, didn't really talk to him. Hadn't talked to him at that point. And I was like, oh, we'll find him later and have a chat and whatever. Now, admittedly, that was mid-play. I could not tell you later who they were.
Aww.
So I don't know who it was to even go up to them and try to say anything, but nobody else came back up to me and said anything after that. So I'm going to assume and hope that they ended up in a private room with somebody at some point and had some fun.
I hope so.
Because I could not tell you who that was. Like, yeah. If you're going to interrupt me mid-play and you're going to be somebody I've not met or talked to or any, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I felt a little bad, but at the same time, again, they never came up to me again, and you know how it is. They probably got distracted with someone else and then went off and whatever. So that's what I'm going to hope happened.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. But unfortunately, I had somebody going down on me while I was going down on somebody. Mm. And I heard that and I was like, oh, I wonder who they're talking to. And I came up for a breath and I was like, they're talking to Angela. But again, all I saw was like this backlit silhouette of a person. Yeah. And I couldn't tell you anything about them.
And there were enough couples there that we didn't know that were new or new to us or whatever. Because I would say that the crowd overall was about like half regular Pendulum folks that come pretty regularly to the Pendulum party.
Yeah.
And then there were a number of new people and people we hadn't really met, or, you know, they may have been to the club before, they may not have, but just we didn't really know them that well or at all. And so, yeah, I had no idea. Like I said, I couldn't tell you who it was. And I kind of assumed personally that they would then come back up to me later.
Yeah.
But, like I said, it's kind of those things that you just kind of things happen. And like I said, I'm hoping that they ended up finding somebody else to play with and whatever. But
there were some very beautiful people who I had not met. There was like the first time I'd met them was the previous Pendulum.
Mm.
And there was something really kind of cool. It was like, oh, they came back to this Pendulum.
Yeah.
It's like, the first time I'd ever seen you was last Pendulum, and now you're back again. And there was a few people like that. And I'm like, yay. It's nice.
And there's a few that I would like to talk to a bit more, to interact with. Yeah. But again, I think next time we need to make it a point that our first play session, at least, will not be just like Leo and the Gentleman. That
you hear that, boys?
we can play with you. We love you. We will play with you. And you can be part of it, but we need to branch out or include other people. And we did include other people later, but the first one was Mrs. Holloway and then them. And I feel like there was somebody else.
It was our core group.
Yeah.
And like, look, it's sort of a sorry, not sorry, because again, I feel like I'm still coming off of the, we haven't gotten to play with our team.
Well, and you were traveling a bit, so that didn't help.
And so, like, I needed my team.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's...
So maybe we just have a pre-pendulum.
Oh, my God, that's great. Okay, everybody, pendulum is tomorrow night. Let's fuck tonight. That way, I don't have to fuck you tomorrow night. Yeah.
But we did bring more people in for the second play session.
Yes.
And so that was good. Yeah, yeah, and I will say that overall, I did see some... more guy on guy action.
Yeah.
So I did see other people that were playing together.
And Cranky Bear had these two beautiful ladies in red dresses. And I was like, this is hot.
Yeah.
Like, look at you. And I was like, oh my God, they're both in red. It's so cute. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. I did see a bit more guy play because that was something from the last pendulum. We didn't see quite as much. But I did see more. And I know I was talking to one of the staff members later. And he said that somebody had asked him early on, one of the guys had asked him, so where is guy play acceptable or guy play acceptable? And he was like, anywhere. Like, it's, you know, as long as you're comfortable, it can be anywhere. So I'm hopeful that there was some behind closed doors because, again, the private rooms were really busy all night long.
Well, I will say every time I would go down the hallway to the path of the private rooms to go to the bathroom, normally those doors are closed. Mm-hmm. But I would say, because there's three private rooms, I would say at any given time, only one door was closed. The other two were either open or just with the chain up so that you could watch.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
You're right. You're right. They were open a bit more, but they were still full. Like there were people using it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, I don't know. I kind of saw a little bit as we would walk by, but I didn't really stop to like watch to see what was going on. But yeah, I know that in the big room, there was more guy on guy play. So it was really good to see that, not just within our group, but within others as well.
Yeah. So. Always makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, massive props to the OSS team who, like, they really do make it. I can't compliment them enough how accepting, and they're like completely supportive of the community as they come. So it doesn't there's no judgment. It's you are who you are, and as long as you're a nice human, they're nice back to you.
Yeah.
Of course, there are jokes and sarcasm, but have you met me? So they're such a great team. And Lawrence and Jess left pretty early, but the team that they left behind, they're just fucking all stars.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really good crew that night. And I think it just, everything ran so smoothly.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think it'd be fun to get some of the OSS crew to like do a quick podcast on like, what's your, tell us a quick story of the strangest thing you ever saw in the club. So yeah, I mean, I don't remember going back up.
Yeah.
Did we go back up?
I think we did go back up for a third, kind of, if not just a bit of a quick round at the end of the night.
So I don't remember that.
Okay.
But because I know, because the first time I fucked you, I was wearing a condom because you were like,
easy cleanup. Mm-hmm. But we didn't fuck that time.
The second time we didn't.
No,
the first time we did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second time we didn't. And I don't think we did the third time if we went up again. No. Because I remember, of course, we get home and the dog is like, oh my God, I thought I was dead. I've been in a crate for, 5 hours. And, I'm doing exactly what I would have been doing, sleeping in my bed if you had been here. But, and while he was kind of running around, I remember looking at you and going, 95% of me wants to go to bed, but 5% of me wants to watch some porn. And you were like, fuck you, I'm going to bed. Like, cool.
Well, because we had a really early morning the next morning as well.
We did.
Like, so you get home at 3 a.m. and we had to be out of the apartment and at the park by 9 a.m.
Because we make bad life decisions, folks. That's what we're saying. Pendulum was a huge success. It was the first pendulum on a Saturday night. It was sold out, and I would love to get another one in before the end of the year. I'm going to talk to Jess about early December. Yeah, so that was Pendulum.
Yeah.
So our dear friends over at altplayground.net have announced in September the acquisition of Love Voodoo. Ooh. I know, right? I kind of like that name.
Yeah.
This is like Love Voodoo. You're like, okay. So now there are 500,000 former Love Voodoo members. I mean, for those of you out there, that's 500,000. Uh-huh. That's more than a couple.
That's more than a few. Yes.
More than a few. Uh-huh. More than many. More than a lots. Mm-hmm. So 500,000.
It's a lots.
Member. It's a lots. It's many lots. It's a few many lots. of the Love Voodoo members have been granted trial memberships with altplayground.net. So Alt Playground is working hard to bring lifestylers and non-monogamous folks together in one convenient and fun place. This means that even more sexy people for you to connect with across the United States. Yes, I said the United States. Mm-hmm. So world people, be patient.
One day
your ship will come in. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the U.S., and I know you are, at least some of you, go to altplayground.net and
check it out. Yeah.
Also, if you want like something naughty to play with, I mean, it's getting to that point in the year where we have to deal with family. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on family time.
And you need a reprieve.
And you might need like stress fucking. That's what I used to do with my family. I mean, but I'm from Eastern Kentucky. So you do the stress fucking where you're like, oh my God, I just need a toy to just like dump something in. Is that too? Am I being
like a cum dump?
A cum dump. I need a cum dumpster. And if you are looking for your own cum dumpster, go to adamandeve.com. And when you find it, and there are some wonderful masturbation sleeves that you can get from adamandeve.com. Or if you want a vibrator or one of those suction things or like any of the anything that gets your rocks off, you can go to adamandeve.com, put it in your cart, use the checkout code by the by. And when you do, that item, that thing that you're going to fuck instead of killing your family, it's going to be 50% off.
Yeah.
And you'll also get all these movies that you can watch, and you can watch them really loud so that your family's like really uncomfortable. And you're like, shouldn't we be watching the parade or football or something? And you're like, no, we're watching fucking video on demand that I got through by the by. Tell your family that to be fucking awesome. Please do that. Yes, and then you'll also get free shipping, which is the important thing. Mm-hmm. So go to adamandeve.com and get yourself something and tell us all about it. Tell us how you masturbated instead of dealing with your family. That's what I would do.
That's what I do, yeah.
Yeah. So this brings us to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, you know, today is just another Manic Monday.
It is.
I wish it were Sunday because that's my fun day.
It was a fun day.
So we were invited to a little private party at OSS, mm-hmm. and it was a small gathering of people, what, 20 maybe? 15? I don't know. There wasn't a lot of folks.
No, not many.
And I'm going to be honest and be like, I was not super stoked for this because I had already slept through a threesome on Friday. I was out until 3 a.m. on Sunday morning and then up at 8:30 a.m. Yeah. on Sunday morning. And then to be social and upbeat and also potentially sexy, mm-hmm. on a Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. that was a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I was not ready for.
Yeah, you were very hesitant going into it.
I was not a happy boy.
But I also knew that once we got there, you'd be great and that you'd have fun and it would be good. But it is that, you know, because we like to, especially days after Pendulum, because it is such a long night and we had to get up early. So it was like, okay, we take a nap. So you wake up from your nap and you're a little groggy while you're getting ready. And, you know, it's one of those, like, once I get out the door, once I get moving, once I get into this, I'll be good.
Yeah.
But getting ready for it, I was kind of like, oh, like, even I was just kind of like, I could do this. Like, trying to talk myself into it.
It really was a lot of talking myself into it. But we got there and we went with another friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And so the three of us, in fact, the one I missed the threesome with, the three of us got there.
You say that, but I'm not sure you were ever supposed to be involved in this.
You know what? In my imagination, I was involved.
Sure.
But I had threesomes in my dreams. Good. Where I can fuck whoever I want. So there was two other Bradfords there, uh-huh. and they were like, hey, buddy, how you going?
So it was a BBB?
It was a BBB, triple B. That's right. BBB. Big, beautiful Bradfords. So, yeah, we got there and immediately I was overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, these people are beautiful. I don't belong here.
So it was like,
Just to fast forward a bit, I'm sorry, but one of the people somebody else described literally as Drake, mm-hmm. you know, the musician.
Yeah, yeah.
And you look at him and you're like, oh my God, he is Drake.
Yeah, yeah, he looks just
that,
like him. Yeah.
Is that Drake? Sing, monkey. But the guy's beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, I'm looking, I'm like, these guys are all jacked. They're like, and not like on the drug set, but like they actually know where a gym is. Mm-hmm. And not only do they know where their local gym is, they use it. I don't have either of those skills.
No, it was a very pretty group of people. There were a lot of beautiful people there. And I will say that going into it, we knew some of them.
Yes.
But there were also a fair few that we didn't know. And so there was a bit of trepidation in that, you know, it's a fairly intimate party. It's not like when it's Pendulum and there's 70 people and you can get away with not knowing everybody. So there was a little, I'd say that we were both a little intimidated by that, but we got a little drink and just kind of started talking to people and just everybody was so lovely and really nice to talk to.
Like, everybody was so accepting and so welcoming. And I was like, it's really funny. I'm terrible because I am not I try not to be one of those people that judges you based on the way you look. Mm. But I always assume that everybody looks at me and is like, oh, at least you're funny kind of thing. Uh-huh. But this whole group was, everybody was super accepting and super like, oh, no, come here and join us. And we chatted about fucking everything.
Yeah. So many good conversations with people.
So many good conversations with people and people we had never met before. And we've made new friends. And it was like, you know, you and I were joking about it earlier in that, I think my Facebook kind of exploded yesterday and today in that so many new friend requests. Yeah. And some of these are folks that it's been great. It was great. Like people that we want to get together with and have dinner with, people that I would love to chat with like for a very long time, potentially new business partnerships for the podcast. It was like, it was such a great day. Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good. And it's funny because we were there, you know, from the afternoon into the evening and we all had dinner plans. We were all going to go out to dinner as a big group.
Yeah.
And I was a little cognizant of the fact that we were talking so much that are we going to go upstairs and play?
Yeah, because that was the whole plan.
That was the plan. But also at the same time, because we had had so much play the night before and spoiler, we also played with each other on Sunday before going there that, you know, it was kind of like, I'm happy to play with these people or somebody if there's, you know, if it comes up, but I went into it not having expectations of play. Yeah, I guess that's the way to put it is I didn't
expect
it.
And that was me as well.
Like if it happens, it happens, but I don't expect it and we'll just see and we'll kind of just, you know, play it by ear and see what happens. And we just had so much fun talking to people that, and we walked around upstairs at one point just to see what was going on. It was kind of like, oh, no, let's go back downstairs. I'm having more fun talking to people.
Yeah.
So we ended up chatting.
Not that the watching sex was bad. It was just
And so we ended up chatting a bit more with some people. Then we did eventually go upstairs and play, but just with each other.
Yeah.
And we watched other people play for a little bit at one point. And then, just came back down and talked to people more.
Yeah, it was really funny because And not everybody went up to play.
No.
Not everybody even dressed down. So it was this really great group of people who some of them were just wanting to hang out and be social. Some of them did want to go up and play. And like at one point when you and I were playing, you know, my big thing, I love 69. That's like, we don't do that enough at home, but it seems like every time we're at the club, we're doing that because it's like, I don't know, I guess. I wonder why. I don't know. We don't do it we do it at home, but not like we do at the club. Like at the club, it's pretty much fucking guaranteed.
Almost every time, yeah.
That's one of the things I like. And so I do remember Lawrence walking up while you were on top of me and Lawrence going, I don't even remember the whole context, but basically what I heard was, who is under you? I'm thinking to myself, who would it be, Lawrence? And
or at least without you not being nearby.
With me not being around. Yeah. And then he was like, what, is that Bradford?
Well, you flicked him off.
I flipped him off, of course. And he goes, is that Bradford? And he goes, do that again. And I flipped him off again, and then he started masturbating my middle finger while I'm going down on you, while you're going down on me. Uh-huh. I love Lawrence.
I also like the fact that you were rimming me.
Yes.
And then he was like, here, try my drink.
That's right. So, I was eating your ass because one thing I have learned is that if I have more than one, it used to be like I needed four or five drinks. And then it was like, I need to rim you because it's naughty. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I've had a sip of Prosecco. I could probably rim you. Like, and like, so I was rimming you while you were going down on me. Mm-hmm. And then we took a quick break and Lawrence was like, oh, you want to try my cocktail? And I tried the cocktail and then he drank it. And I was like, oh, by the way, I was rimming Angela. And he kind of looked at me and I was like, that means you were now only your second degree away from rimming Angela. And he goes, he looks at his drink and he starts sticking his tongue way in it. Like he was rimming you. I love it.
Yes. And it was fine because I was very clean. Oh, and yeah. His drink was full of alcohol, so it kills anything.
I love it. I was very clean, but Lawrence.
Bad man.
Yeah, so he liked it.
Yeah, he did.
I love mm-hmm. him. He's so funny. And Jess was at the top of her game. Mm-hmm. Like she looks fucking amazing.
She always looks amazing.
Yeah, but the past six months.
She's a gorgeous person.
The past 6 months, the most of the world, me, have gone way downhill. Mm-hmm. I've let myself go. Mm-hmm. She is glowing. Her hair is longer than I've seen it in ages. It has this lovely natural curl to it now. And it's just, yeah.
She's beautiful. Stunning. She is. Yeah.
And she was just, I'm going to say gallivanting, but mm-hmm. gallivanting, I think is like, that's what she does. She gallivants about in this beautiful lingerie set. And so, yeah.
And it was good to see them because it was such a small crowd and they were able to then play with people. And so it was good to see them to actually be able to like really enjoy themselves and to enjoy the space. And
definitely.
Yeah. It was good. Good for that.
Cause it's funny cause they work there. It's kind of like when you work at a restaurant, you never eat there.
So. Yeah. Fair.
But yeah, it was good. It was such a great, and then we went to dinner and had some of the best conversation that we've had in ages with people. And it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. Because we sat next to a couple that we had talked to at the club, and then we sat next to a couple that we hadn't talked to at the club. And so, but it was just, good conversation with both of them. And
it was a great conversation, lovely humans, and would definitely recommend.
Yeah. So it was a good afternoon. It was a good kind of private play party.
Yeah.
But it was, it was just so much fun. And it was a good end to the weekend.
And it was exactly sort of like that decompression, but
yeah.
It was kind of what I needed. I went in thinking it was going to be high pressure situation, and it was not, and it was great.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about the weekend?
So not the weekend, but I do think that we should mention for anyone who, one day may be traveling to Sydney or who lives in Sydney, is that our secret spot in Darlinghurst has sadly closed.
Yeah. Oh. So. I will remember you.
Yeah, so I think that because of COVID and some other things and whatever, it just didn't really make sense to have the two venues. And Annandale is now what's going to be the one and only OSS for the foreseeable future.
And look, I think that anybody who listens to the podcast knows that we both love Annandale. Mm-hmm. I honestly loved Annandale more than Darlo. I really did. And not everybody agrees, and that's fine, Lawrence. But
I think for me that Darlinghurst has the nostalgia because that's where we first went and we went so much and it was good. But I really, really love the layout of Annandale because I love that it has the kink space, it has the social space, and it has the play space. And if you want to be part of any of those, you can be, but you're not then part of all of them if you don't want to be. So I really like that. And also it's closer for us now. So we had kind of backed off of Darlinghurst just because of ease.
Yeah.
And, that's life. That's part of it.
It's
so it is sad to see it close. But there's still a lot in the works for our secret spot, and they've got so much coming up. I know they've got some things in the works as well. So
we've been back and talking with Miss Jeff about doing classes again there. So keep an eye on that. Angela and I have talked with Jess about doing swinging 101 and like back to the science of flirting and flirting skills for folks. It's kind of exciting and it's so much better laid out for that.
It is for a class type situation.
It's so much better for a class situation. So I'm really excited to do that again. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun stuff. So watch this space. We'll be doing that. I did want to read a message that we got from a listener on Twitter. So, it says, and I think this is something everybody needs to hear. Hi, guys. I have a question. In your combined experience, shared and solo, Am I being unreasonable to expect a play partner to get an STI check if they openly admit they don't use condoms? I had an encounter, and now I'm mad at myself for not sticking to my own rules. But after play, he said he hadn't been tested in 5+ years, but assured me he's, quote, fine. I requested he be tested again before we meet again, but he was completely apathetic. So I've said thanks, but no thanks. I think I'm being reasonable, but he made it seem like I was overreacting. And, like, my immediate response was, you are 100% not being unreasonable. You have to take care of you. And if this means requiring your partners to regularly get tested, especially when they engage in risky behaviors, then that is totally within reason.
Absolutely. I don't think that's unreasonable whatsoever.
No, it's like,
yeah, you have to take care of yourself. And like we say, we always play to the safest person in the room. And if this person engages in risky behavior, they have sex, I'm going to probably assume somewhat regularly, without a condom, and they haven't been tested in 5+ years.
Yeah.
They can't say they're fine. They don't know that they're fine.
You're asymptomatic.
Yes.
But that's not saying that this person has something.
No.
However, like, it's also not saying that they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know that you don't. You have no information, basically.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's irresponsible or out of the way for this person to ask them to be tested. And if the person that they're asking to be tested is adamant that they won't, or, you know, if they basically are like, no, I'm not going to, then I don't think there's a problem with saying you don't respect me as a person because you're not willing to even consider what I'm asking out of this relationship. And it's not something that's really difficult or time consuming or whatever. It's a very simple request, and it gives them peace of mind as well. Like, it gives everybody peace of mind.
Right.
So I don't think it's unreasonable whatsoever, but if that person doesn't respect you enough to go get STI tested, do you really need them in your life?
Exactly.
I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but, you know, like, if we had a partner that wasn't willing to get tested and who engaged in risky behavior, I would drop them in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, if you don't have enough respect for me to take care of yourself, or to at least check, or, like, be considerate of the fact that I want to take care of myself, then that's a problem.
Yeah. And I think it's totally within reason. I don't think that you're asking too much at all. Because you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And even if you do play safely with this person, you know,
still
you gotta have, you don't drive a car and only count on the seatbelts. You have airbags as well. So, you need different layers of safety.
Yeah.
So yes, you are not being unreasonable.
No, I think they're absolutely in the right on that one.
And I think that we should normalize STI checks. I don't understand why people are ashamed of it, even when you're in a monogamous relationship. Yeah, you assume you're in a monogamous relationship, but like, do you know what your partner's doing all the time? So I don't see a reason why we shouldn't, you know, it should be normal. This should be something that we do quite often.
Yeah, it should just be part of your annual checkup kind of thing.
And if you don't feel comfortable talking to your family doctor, there are plenty of places that you can go and just do a quick STI check. Mm-hmm. And you get a response back within 4 to 7 days.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of clinics, and you can always just go to another doctor as well, like just another GP. But it's a good thing to do. So, and I don't think it's unreasonable to ask your partners when the last time was that they were tested. Because I've had that conversation with other partners recently.
When we're at Desire, that's one of the great things, is like you have that quick 3-second conversation of, you know, this was the last time I was tested, and this is how I play.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's normal.
Yeah.
So we should fight to normalize that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anything else that you want to touch on before we wrap this mother
up? No, I think we're good.
Cool.
I think we've talked a lot.
I feel like we have. So if you have your own questions, comments, or rude remarks that you want to pass along to us, email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, www.bytheby.com.au. You can hit us on all of our socials at By The By Podcast. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then feel free to join our Discord chat now. And there's places where you can ask us questions if you're one of our Patreon subscribers. And how do you do that? You go to www.patreon.com/bytheby podcast. Go ask your questions.
Yeah.
Our Discord chat is starting to get a little bit of movement. It's kind of nice to have people chatting on there.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady. That's right.
We'll get there.
Starting the snowball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we'll get the gentleman onto Discord as well shortly.
And Leo as well. So,
we
got works to do.
Oof.
Yes. I know, right?
Can we just like not have him type anything, but all of his is voice to text?
God damn.
Oh, I need to make that a button, don't I?
Yeah, you really need to make that a button. That's been requested by now 3 different podcast listeners.
All right.
They want to hear Leo more.
All right. Next episode, we're going to have that as a button.
Yeah. God damn it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.